The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 on 3 December 2018, the first week of December. And we're here
5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Expanded lines, expanded walk-in humidor, and great customer service. Good morning, Bob the Magnificent. Bob the Razzouli. Bob the Razzouli is back with us.
He doesn't have that smile.
For a time, at least.
He doesn't have the Happy Bob look on his face. Come on.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning in midwinter. Well, we're
it's
going into winter.
It's not 5. It's 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. All right. Well, I got up at 5.
Okay. Well, but you're still...
My clock hasn't kicked in yet.
Have a little more coffee. Come on. We'll give you a little massage during the break. Good morning there, beautiful Linda.
Well, good morning,
Linda.
Everybody, on this beautiful
Did
Monday
you know
morning.
Linda means beautiful in Spanish.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. And we hope everybody, you know, had a great weekend. And, Bob, you were out at the Christmas, what do they call it? The Christmas Lighted Parade? What is it called?
Lighting Christmas Parade, which is was its 34th year, I think. And the Active 2030 Club took over from the Reading Trade Club. So they brought a fresh, new approach to the event. But very enjoyable. Lots of lights, lots of marching bands. Put everybody... After the year we've had, we needed Christmas spirit.
Absolutely. Well, we saw, go into the weather in just a moment, but we went to Cascade Christmas on Friday night. And it was a lot of fun for me. And for some, they said, what'd you think? I said, well, for me, it was the best. And it's not to say that any of them weren't as good as this one. Okay. And I'm not trying to be politically correct because there are several people that I looked for in this production I didn't see. But... what I liked was, it was, for me...
Wait a minute. I don't understand that one. But you're looking for certain people. But
well, that usually are every year in the show. We're not in the show this year.
Oh, okay.
They weren't in the cast or ensemble.
Oh, okay. I see.
Okay. So they weren't in it. So, you know, you look forward to seeing some of your favorite dancers, et cetera. And, but it didn't take away from the fact that this didn't have its own special magic. Now, for me, how I told, you know, the producer and some other fellow... friends that have been on the show was that it was simple. And after what we've all been through, we needed simplicity, or I needed simplicity. I love, you know, how, you know, sometimes stage can challenge you or some things. There wasn't as much rhyme. So there was parts of it that were rhyme that were darling, you know.
Jack
the
Frost.
Guy who played Jack Frost, I wish I knew his name off the top of my head, but if you've seen the show, he was just, he was a magnificent,
he was a
showstopper.
He was fun. And he works at Dutch Bros. And there's like 40 Dutch Bro employees were in there. And when he came out, they booed him and hissed him. And, you know, it was great. It was fun.
It was a fun show.
Because he was playing the kind of bad guy at the beginning.
And you know that they we had seen it. We had gone Friday night at the 7 p.m. show. But they had done two that day prior
already.
To the 7. So all I think that
6,000 kids had come through the...
amazing.
Wow.
So cool. So I love that whole program and what Cascade does. And when we do these fundraisers at the Cascade, it's because they need to, you know, cost money to open up the door. I mean, we know as business owners. Let's talk about the weather here so you can be informed. Good morning, everybody, on this beautiful December...
3rd.
Do-do-do-do.
3rd.
Really? You need to change the calendar from November. I'm looking up there.
It happened.
Can you flip
the
that
weekend.
Calendar, please?
Yes, dear.
Okay.
Henry. Yes, dear.
Yeah, mostly sunny today with our temperature. We're currently 32 right now. Our highs today will be 53. Mostly sunny today. Tonight, chance of showers with our lows of 38. Tomorrow calls for a chance of showers again, about 30% with our highs of 53 and our lows of 41. Wednesday calls for chance of showers once again with our highs of 55 and our lows of 39. And Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 58 and lows of 37. Friday calls for a high of 58, mostly sunny again. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3794. And also
3793.
365-3793,
ma'am. Oh, my God, where I get the four?
I'm not sure.
Too many numbers going on.
Too many
Monday
numbers.
Morning numbers.
Number. Hey, this is the last time we will flip the Okay, it's in the other room. This is the last time we will flip the calendar.
That's right.
In the studio.
Man.
Hey, the last time we flipped the calendar in this studio. Think about that.
It's interesting how this is the month. Well, we've been through so much trauma, and still, you know, every day the reports of what's happening in Paradise, and it's just, you know, you're just heavy on the heart. But, you know, let's talk about a life and a legacy of our great president who passed away.
H.W. On Friday.
And there was a beautiful story. Yes, absolutely. In the earthquake, there's so much that happened like in Anchorage. But I wanted to quickly go over this, that later in life, this is a nice article actually in USA Today, who we'd want to see in heaven first. His daughter, granddaughter actually, had interviewed him. And our 41st president took a question posed by granddaughter, again, Jenna Bush, in an interview for the Today Show. And he said, Barbara Bush, of course, is wife of 7 decades.
Yeah.
They were married 73 years.
He met her at a dance and fell in love with her that immediately.
And he was a mushy guy, evidently. And he had a picture in his mind's eye of how he had hoped his... one word came to mind.
Yeah.
He wanted to see his wife, then he would want to see his mother, and then Robin. And people were like, well, who's Robin? He had a picture in his mind's eye of how he had hoped his daughter would appear to him as the chubby, vivacious 3-year-old she had been before she was diagnosed with leukemia.
Oh, okay.
In 1953. They lost their daughter at 3 years old. And reading into this article this morning, he was... wore his emotions on his sleeve, and it was his wife, Barbara, that just said, there was one rule, no crying. No crying in front of this child. Mm-hmm. And so she was very stoic. Of course, we knew Barbara Bush as being very stoic, but it was after the death of the child in this article, it says it was she who literally fell apart and collapsed, and he took over the being strong.
Mm-hmm.
And she said he helped her put herself back together because she fell apart after that. And, we've got lots to think of. You know, I got a call last night from my parents about an uncle of mine who's in hospice. And we think of, this is the holiday season. We've had so many such loss and tragedy. And you wonder, the older we get, do we have this just seem like it's a landslide? The older we get, or we get more, do we get more informed the older we get?
Well, I think it's just the people that we know are getting older as things start happening. You know, President H.W. Bush will be in D.C. In fact, he is in D.C. right now. He's going to be lying in the rotunda in the U.S. Capitol. To Wednesday. He's only the 12th president that's had that honor. There's been 35 people total, but he's only the 12th president.
Yeah, they're going to do the whole riderless horse thing for the procession. That hasn't happened for quite a while.
Nope. And then on Wednesday, President Bush will go to Houston for a funeral there also, and then be laid to rest next to Barbara. Mm. So
There's also on USA Today, his service dog. His service dog is laying next to his casket.
Yeah.
Tell me that's not enough to just break you up.
His service dog is going to be reassigned.
Hmm.
How do you reassign a service dog? I don't know how you do that.
So he is laying in state capital.
Right
when
now.
We come back, we need to talk about lying in state capital. We need to know what's the 5 things that you need to know on this Monday.
The one of the things that you need to know may not be in the top 5 is that laying down or lying down in a state.
Not necessarily
number
in state.
Not in state. In fact, hopefully not in state, lying on my sleep number mattress with my sleep number setting of 60 and then this sleep number setting of 40 because I got to the adjustment last night, and how great that is, and how if you really want the perfect gift, really the perfect gift, how about the gift of sleep and rest on your new sleep number mattress? It doesn't get any better than that. And then you have the new sleep number 360 mattress that adjusts to you as you move during the night. Sleep number is an extraordinarily well-made mattress. The new beds are smart. They react to what you do. And it's, you know, it's not just a bed. It's a brighter you because you get more rest during the holidays. Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner in the NFL, and you'll only find Sleep Number at our Sleep Number store right here in Reading in the Target Shopping Center.
Right next to the Vitamin Shop.
And the Sleep Number 360 smart beds are starting from $999.
Great Christmas present.
$999. Think about that.
Yeah.
Good sleep for years to come.
My Sleep Number setting was 55 last night.
You changed it to 55?
I did. I changed it all the time.
You changed it? Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. You know, that's what happens when you let girls get a hold of the remotes. You went. So how'd you sleep?
Great.
Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Was it great? Okay, super. Okay, hey, look, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. Five things you need to know, plus some, you know, some catch-ups of things that were happening over the weekend.
I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address. In the torn-up town, no postcode envy, but every song like Grey Goose tripping in the bathroom, bloodstains falling.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Reading Kia.
Tis the season to light up the holidays. Let's do this.
Reading Kia has great sale prices on their award-winning lineup of SUVs. And with no payments until after the new year.
Wrap it, put a bow on it, and put that new all-wheel drive 2019 Kia Sorento under your tree.
That's a great idea.
You know, that winter driving can be a little tricky, but not in a super affordable 2019 Kia Sportage. It's all-wheel drive, and for those really challenging weather conditions, you can lock it into true four-wheel drive for extra traction and safety.
That's a really great idea.
You can do that in a Sorento, too.
And remember, every new Kia comes with America's best warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
So light up the holidays, make a great deal, and drive home happy with a new SUV from Reading Kia.
And as the marketing director for Reading Kia, I can assure you nobody does it better.
Reading Kia, Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
The Light Up the Holiday sales event ends January 2nd, 2019.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Socks, socks, bamboo socks. That's right, bamboo socks, 100% American made. Now, these socks are so soft, they feel like silk. But they're made out of bamboo. They're hard as nails. You're going to love them. The last sock you ever buy. Come into the As Seen on TV store. Buy one for your friends or neighbors, and they'll remember you for the rest of your life. We have socks for girls, for boys. We even have those hard-to-find diabetic socks. That's the As Seen on TV store, Shasta Center, Churn Creek Road.
And now, back to our show.
Oh.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR, 1460 AM. Oh, boy, we're going to have some great announcements, too, on this before the end of the year. Why, we have Bob still as our beautiful, wonderful, and forever has been with us since the day we started, producer, December 14th. Well, it really is the day we kicked off. Do you know that, December 14th?
Yeah.
I keep thinking, why does that date, you know, because it was December 14th, and this will be, isn't it not, our 10th year?
Well, we're starting our 10th year. Our 9th birthday, starting our 10th year.
Well, if we can time it right, we can kick you into the other studio on the 14th.
That would be cool.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Hey, look,
all depends on the pieces.
The pieces should have been here Thursday.
We have mail, pieces coming in and that kind of thing. So what's going on?
This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 25 years in an outstanding way, a veteran-owned business. That is the. In fact, we're calling Alliance today because somehow I've managed I'm not sure it was me. Our thermostat went.
Yeah. I don't know if it was on the light.
I don't know if it was us or whatever happened, but we know one thing.
Who are we going to call?
Call Martin and Pam, Alliance Heating and Air. They'll have somebody over today, and they'll check it, they'll fix it, and we'll have heat back in that portion of the house again. You can give them a call, too, at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. Okay, five things I need or everybody needs to know.
Well, these are it's interesting because I've gone between a couple of the news outlets that I go to. One was, Cher show opened on Broadway, and it was pretty fluffy. And then this one was, it's all five, pretty kind of very topical, kind of hot. Jamal Khashoggi is number one. Some recent revelations about the killing of a Washington Post journalist in his home country of Saudi Arabia have intensified international concern over the incident. It seems that Khashoggi and this Saudi exile he was messaging with believed their conversations were intercepted by the Saudi government. This all comes days after a CIA assessment was made public that concluded that Bin Salman had personally, I had personally ordered Khashoggi's death. Both the Saudi government and top U.S. officials deny there's any hard evidence linking the country's crown prince and the killing of Khashoggi in October at the Saudi Arabian consulate in Istanbul. The thing has become a good diplomatic crisis, and the Trump administration has been hesitant to question Saudi Arabia about what really happened.
Well, they're putting restrictions. You know, this is a tough one because if there was one member of the royal family that did this, and it appears that there was, that there's still a strong ally in the Middle East. So, let's really punish them. Really. Obama let things go by that nobody ever said anything about. Now, this man was murdered, it looks like, and then dismembered and then reduced to liquid over there at their consulate there. So something does have to happen. Yeah.
All right, number
two. Something does have to happen, but you can't just completely cut off, all types of diplomatic, ties with them. You're not going to do that.
Okay, you've heard about the yellow vest. Protesters.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. France is they're under armed attack in Paris.
A third week of violent protests in France has led President Emmanuel Macron to call for a solution. Macron. He's asked for the prime minister to meet with heads of political parties and representatives of the so-called yellow vest protesters after 92 people were injured and more than 200 arrested during a Saturday protest that attracted around 36,000 people.
Okay, now this is about they raised the fuel tax, Bob. They raised the fuel tax in Paris because Paris is just, France is in terrible economic straits as most of Europe. They raised the fuel tax, and this is what's happening. When they raised the fuel tax here in California, not only did we go, that's a really good idea. When we had it on a proposition to change it, we said, that's really a good idea. And so we just went, okay. And this is the difference. We said, okay. It was elected officials did it, and then we had a chance to change it. We chose not to. Okay. Are we going to riot? No. In Paris, they're afraid that they're going to burn down the Eiffel Tower.
Well, this is the Arc de Triomphe. And it shows that tensions between the metropolitan elite and the rural poor. Okay, number three, Qatar, the oil-rich country, is pulling out of OPEC, the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries. The country says it wants to focus more on natural gas production, although Qatar's contribution to OPEC has been less than, say, Saudi Arabia. Its decision to pull out of the oil cartel is significant for a few reasons. One, it's been a member for nearly 60 years. Two, it reflects economic tensions in the region. Qatar has been under economic embargo of some of its neighbors, including Saudi Arabia. Three, the decision comes at a time when OPEC is looking to expand its membership, so Qatar's withdrawal definitely stings.
Okay.
News. Number four, James Comey.
Is going to speak in front of the closed.
Private deposition this week, but only the condition that a transcript of the testimony be made public. A former FBI director has been a subject of interest, as we know, in an investigation by the House regarding the FBI and Justice Department's handling of the probes into Hillary Clinton's email practices and Russian interference in the 2000 election.
Well, I tell you what, it's finally, they're getting him in here, because one of the things I want to talk about, if we get a chance, is the fact that here's Cohen being pursued, he said, yes, I lied to Congress, when we have other officials that not only have lied to Congress, they have committed crimes, and yet they've never been prosecuted.
Okay. Number five, China. Could the tariff tiff between the U.S. and China be cooling? The stock market certainly wants to believe so. Stocks jumped higher Monday morning, that's today, after two countries said they would hold fire on further tariffs for the time being and try to settle differences through talks.
There you go.
Okay.
Yep.
College football playoff teams are set with the title. Go to the Oklahoma Sooners, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, the Clemson Tigers. Were those crappy underdogs, the Alabama Crimson Tide?
The underdogs?
Those scrappy underdogs.
The underdogs, they haven't lost a game in 46 years.
I don't know. It's what it says here.
Okay. It was a little bit of tongue-in-cheek.
Nigeria's president denies being replaced by a clone. A totally normal thing for a president to have to clarify.
I kind of think that's kind of cool.
Okay, is it funny? A couple got engaged in NYC and then promptly lost the ring down a sidewalk gate.
It's the only thing that can happen. All right.
The cremated remains of 100 people are going to be launched into space.
They're putting remains into space.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Have you seen the new photos, Bob, from Mars? Have you had a chance to look at those?
The new lander, no.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be like the best high-resolution photos ever, and it's going to drill down.
It's found a golden, shiny rock.
Yeah.
Wonder what that is. Wouldn't that be funny if it was gold?
Wouldn't it be worth bringing it back?
Yeah, I was going to say, how much would it cost you to get an ounce of that back?
Now, what they're really looking for, of course, is bacterial evidence. And if we found water, and where there is water, there is often life.
But water, surface, ice water.
It's subsurface water.
Is it subsurface water?
Yeah, that's what they're looking for. The implication is that Mars once had much more water, and life may have developed there, which would be the first hard evidence of life elsewhere than on this very planet.
Are we ready for can we put a colony on the moon, you think? We could do that.
I don't think
we're
quite there. I think we're getting close. Finding water on the moon was a big step.
Did we find water on the moon, too?
Yes. At the polar caps, there is subsurface ice.
Okay. All right. Now, I think I read that. Now, but think about this. If we had, there's no atmosphere that you can make water from either that we know of.
The bits and pieces are there. We could make oxygen and other essentials from what's available on the moon. According to, Stanley Kubrick, we should have been there 17 years ago.
Okay.
if you watch 2001.
But if you look at it, that the... If we can build we have the technology to put the buildings there and all that and put people there, we could do that. It's just it's the resupply of it. It's how can we fabricate stuff from there too.
Yeah, there's a great series called The Expanse that's worth watching.
Okay, got it. Okay, hey, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. They're helping, they're still helping people with the car fire. And now the campfire, your neighbors, they're helping the residents of those cities or those areas that have been hurt so badly, those the survivors of those fires and the damage of this, all of this, they're working through the Cornerstone Community Bank. Head on down there and experience how they're moving local dreams forward, how they're bringing those dreams that you had, maybe damaged by the fire, maybe kissed by the fire, that now that you can still move those dreams forward. It's 7:30 in the morning here on the first Monday of December, the 3rd. It's 32 degrees out there. 32 degrees out there, going up to 53 today. But it doesn't look like we're going to get any rain, not until tomorrow. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, this is KCNR 1460.
Full-service spas are most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit at Wind River Spa. Indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Hi, I'm Kevin, owner of Pages Copy Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading. No matter what the job is, when it comes to print, scanning, and mailing, we do it all for you. We specialize in color copies, binding documents, making booklets, and bulk mailing. Whether it's faxing, laminating, taking passport photos, or scanning your files, we tailor to your business's needs. No job is too big or small. We do it all.
Pages Copy Center, locally owned for 30 years for all your business copy, print, and mailing services. Give Pages a call at 246-9178. Visit them at 1645 Pine Street.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, an LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Okay, let me tell you why I like that song so much. And it's not the original song that I liked.
Carly Rae Jepsen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wasn't the original song I liked. It was from the Olympics, not this past Olympics, but one before that. when our swimmers just annihilated the world.
They did a
cover of it.
A lip sync.
You know, lip sync while they're training, while they're on the plane, while they're on buses. It was absolutely, I mean, it was cute. It was well done. And, you know, it was just really good. And I watched that thing like about 8 times.
Have you seen any of the,
yeah. But all those kids that were in that Olympics, including Phelps, was in it. And yeah. Phelps just had kind of a small part, but it was still, he was in it. We're then in the next Olympics. Now, not all of them were there, of course.
Yeah.
Some of them are. But the girl, remember the girl from the Olympics before, that the 16-year-old that just, America fell in love with her.
Yeah.
And now she was her 17. She was now 21. And she didn't swim as well. But she was, you know, it was the same girl, but things had changed for her over the 4 years. And sometimes it happens. Sometimes you forget. Hey, but one thing we don't forget is that Crackmaster is the only place you want to go to get your proper windshield repair. Jeff Wirsch has been doing this for years and has been through several schools. He's a true professional. There's no practicing with Crackmaster. Crackmaster knows what they're doing, whether it's a little bitty chip. By the way, those little bitty chips that get water in them, and then it freezes 32 degrees, they crack your windshield. So get the little bitty chips fixed. You won't have those cracks. Or if you do have a crack, he can fix one that's over 2.5 feet in length. That's Jeff Wirsch, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business. He doesn't waste your time. He's not going to waste your money. He guarantees his work, and he guarantees it for life. Head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give him a call at 241-8373, Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wirsch. Okay. Why? Here's a question. You know, Cohen, they got him the big news, of course, is that, he's got a plea deal. He doesn't want to go to jail. But the other question is what did they get him for? They got him for lying to Congress. One of his answers, they found out, was not true. Now, they got Cohen for lying to Congress when this whole thing was supposed to be about collusion of Trump with the Russians. And all these other charges that seem to be coming through here don't have anything to do with that, it looks like. Now they've got him talking about WikiLeaks and Assange, and one of the people that they're trying to go after is turned around and has suing the government for saying that they're trying to force him into giving a false statement that he did something that has something to do with Assange and WikiLeaks and the Clinton thing. He says, I'm not going to do that. Not only am I not going to do it, I'm suing you for telling me, you know, for laying it out for me and forcing me to do something like this. Meanwhile, Cohen's being, you know, like I said, is the plea deal. Now, here's the question, though. Clinton, Holder, and Lerner. Let's just use those names. Clinton, who lied about Benghazi, and we know that, in front of a committee, under oath. Clinton, who lied about the servers, under oath. Well, I'm not sure she was under oath. I think they just let her ride on that one. I'm not sure. But then, all the other things she did, right? And then Lerner, Lois Lerner, who used the IRS to target conservative groups. They proved it. Not one of them was pursued by the Department of Justice. Why this group? And here's the funny thing about this. Of course, the other ones were under Obama. He's protecting them. Of course he's protecting them. But you've got a Republican, House, you've got a Republican government, at least until January. Why this? Why weren't the other three, like Lois Lerner was found guilty of this. I mean, the IRS was found guilty of this, was fined $3.5 million that they had to pay restitution to these conservative groups. And Lois Lerner walks. She walks. Holder, how many things do we have to mention this?
He was living on her pension.
He was held in contempt by Congress. He lied about the Fast and Furious. All of these things. Not one time was there a special counsel. Not one time was he pursued under charged with anything about being under oath saying these things. Not one time. So explain to me, and then this thing with Cohen. What have they found about Cohen and these other guys? Did it have anything to do with the election? I think not. I think it was about business practices back in 2016 and before that. I'm not sure what that has to do with collusion and the Trump campaign, but it's been going on for 2 years. At what point is this over? Is this going, as has been pointed out, it's cost us millions of dollars. At what point is this over? At what point is there something that comes out like a, you know, like a preliminary report that says this is what we have found, this is what we're pursuing, and guess what? This is where we're at. Something from Mueller. Something that I would think if I was the Attorney General of the United States, here's what I'd do. I'd tell him, I want an interim report. I want it for my eyes only. And I'll tell you where we're going to go from here. I'll tell you, your special counsel, but I just want, under the Department of Justice, as the Attorney General of the United States, I want to see an interim report. I want it to be a synopsis. I don't want to see all your stuff. I want you to sit down, Robert. Just write out a two paragraph. This is where we're at. Is that fair?
No. It's okay. Not about getting to an end point. It's about causing continuous disruption.
Yeah, but is it going to go on to 2020? No, see, it's going to end just as the Democratic Congress comes into power so they can then take the findings, whether there's findings or not, and then pursue it under 1,000 more investigations with one hope in mind. They want to pull him down by the 2020 elections. Of course, who do the Democrats have to run in 2020? Hillary?
I'm betting Hillary and Kamala.
Well, I was just reading this thing about Kamala saying that she's not sure, but she said it's going to get ugly, whatever's happening. How can it get any more ugly? But guess it can't get more ugly.
It's going to be uglier. Yeah. You know, Kamala Harris could lose her spot on the judicial committee because they're talking about reducing it, the numbers on it. And, you know, since she's junior, she'll lose that spot. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. If you're the head of the, you know, this has become unwieldy. I want to knock it down to 20 people instead of 23. If you knock out three people, well, Kamala Harris is one of them. But the other thing, too, is when she says it's going to get uglier after what she did during the Kavanaugh hearings, how ugly can we get? And here's the other thing. You said that article right there about that outrage seems to be the norm.
Mm-hmm.
That we're just outraged over everything. We had a number of people that were talking the other night around a fire, and this is what one of them said to me. He said, "You know, we're liberals here in a town of Reading, but we're sitting here talking with our group who are much more conservative. Yet we're all talking and laughing and agreeing and disagreeing, but nobody's upset.
Right?
Nobody's angry.
You can find common ground.
Yes.
Agree to disagree.
But not. It seems to be in the media." Or up in Congress. It is, everything is life or death, a knife to your guts, a knife in the back, anything we can find and say. It doesn't have to be true. We'll just come back later and retract it. It doesn't even have to, they know it's not true. It doesn't make any difference. It just doesn't make any difference anymore. It's whatever we can throw up in the wall because we can say anything we want. We can have Bette Midler talking about hanging the Trump family, and that's just fine. You can have commentators on MSNBC say that the Trump family are a crime family, a creepy, sneaky, sleazy crime family. This is what they're saying about the Trump family, the president and his family, his whole family. They're saying this is what they're like. I mean, they can just say it. There is, because they can't, because there's no anybody holding anyone to the truth. It's just what you can think. But what Democrats don't realize, nor do they care because they control the media, that this is going, it's just like when they did away with the 60 rule for justices. When the Democrats did away with that, they did away with the 60 rule for Supreme Court justices, too. It was just terribly short-sighted. But when you start things like this, where you can go up to people because of their jobs in the government, because you don't agree with it, and you can scream at them at dinner, and you have elected officials like Maxine Waters encouraging people to do it, and other people encouraging them to do this, that means that they could come up to anybody. That means Maxine Waters. When you see her eating out, there should be like grab three or four of your friends, call them over, and you stand around her table and say, shame. And then you go like this. You say, Maxine Waters, shame. 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 If you haven't seen
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, that doesn't mean a lot. But
the Queen.
It sounds big if you had a big
She
bell.
Got even, though.
She got even. Oh, boy, did she get even.
Yeah.
And she goes. You know, and you can just go shame and ring this big bell around Maxine Waters until she leaves.
Don't give anybody ideas.
Hey, I'm just saying is when you encourage, when you pull the sword You have to be prepared for the sword being pulled on you.
That's true. Yeah. That's just.
And that's it.
That's old school.
You know what? If you want to play with fire, you lit the fuse. Now you get to harvest the explosion.
Yeah, but you know anybody who did that be arrested for a hate crime on the spot?
I don't think so, because you're not. No, I don't. I'm not saying the shame because of her race. I'm saying it because of her political viewpoint. Just like you could say that about, you know, oh, those are political viewpoints. Well, okay. What about
look how Teflon?
What about Ted Cruz? He's Hispanic, a man of color, and they chased him out of a restaurant. Yeah. So you could say, well, it was a hate crime because he was a person of color. No, it wasn't. And everybody knew it. It's not anything to do about color. It has to do with manners. Rudeness, the ability to say you do not have the right to live your life because I don't agree with your political stance. That's what it's saying. You talk about neo-Nazism. There you go, our liberal friends.
Even at the depths of the disagreements, it was a given that Obama's kids were off limits. It was just a thing. Right. They were off limits. Why not extend that same courtesy to Mr. Trump's?
Well, right. Okay, now I'll tell you why on that one, because Trump's sons are in politics. They are in the business with him. They are adults. No, they're not off limits. Their son, though, the young one,
Barron,
he's totally off limits. And at the beginning, you remember our friends Rosie O'Donnell and those other witches from the Brew. I'm sorry, the View. It should be the Brew, and they're a bunch of witches. They were going after him too, and then they came out and apologized. Oh, I'm sorry. No, he's not autistic. Jesus, how can you even do things like that? How can you be so low to do things like that? But then you figure it's because they're liberal Democrats, and it's okay because they're stars on TV, which makes it even better because you have everything you say is right. No, I'm not being held to any type of standards. No, I don't have standards because I'm a star on TV. I'm on The Brew. We'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends. Hey, guys, I'm going to help you for Christmas. Remember, there's 22 shopping days. Today's the third. So you have 22 shopping days. Yes, that includes Christmas Day. But Foreman's Jewelry is going to be closed on Christmas Day. So you might want to run down there right now. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and go in there and find the right little bauble, the right ring, the right necklace, the right bracelet for your loved one. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Great place to go to, the only full-service jewelry store in town. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 12 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 3rd of December. 32 degrees, going up to 53 today. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460 Free Fire Radio.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Season greetings. I'm Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer and Army Veteran. The Veterans Service Office is grateful for our troops who make a courageous effort year-round. With your help, Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. We thank you for your sacrifices. My staff and I would like to salute all active duty, their families, and local veterans. We wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holiday Season.
Celebrate the holidays with the Grammy-winning Mariachi Los Camperos bringing their show Fiesta Navidad to the Reading Civic Auditorium Friday, December 14th. Tickets on sale now for the ultimate mariachi experience. Mariachi Los Camperos has performed on The Tonight Show and more, and will be at the Reading Civic December 14th. Get tickets at ReadingCivic.com, at the Reading Civic Auditorium box office, or call 530-229-0022.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They've supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Backbone Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Celebrate the season with great deals on the world's best-selling off-road lineup during the Polaris Holiday Sales event. Now's the time to get rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. Get more done every day with a hard-working Ranger. Take on any task or any trail with General, the ultimate off-road SUV. Conquer every forest, field, and mountain on an unstoppable Sportsman. Or live your life wide open in a high-performance RZR. Find your dream machine at Polaris.com, then see your dealer for rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99% APR for 36 months during the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. Come celebrate the Polaris Holiday Sales Event at Lee's Polaris, 2230 Larkspur Lane. Serving the North State from the same location since 1967.
Offer valid in U.S. through 12/31/18, subject to credit approval. Rebates and financing vary by model and year. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet. Never drink and drive.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
There's a fire starting in my heart. Reaching up.
Hey, welcome back. 10 minutes before, well, it's really 9 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the first, you know, the first Monday of December.
Which means enjoy.
The magazine will be
enjoy
here.
The store. So excited yeah. about all the things that they're See, doing, and they'll be here at 8 o'clock.
Okay, Home Helpers is bringing us this segment. And Home Helpers, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, they're the ones that you want to have come in there and help you. Learn more at homehelpers.com. Or give Sharon a call at 226-8350. Remember, there's no place like home. Okay, I got
you. Ready for the
juice? I'm ready for this.
Okay, Kid Rock fired from Nashville Christmas parade, but plans to show up to lead it anyway.
Okay, here's the story. Kid Rock has opened up a new steakhouse here with his partner. The Kid Rock's,
There was a live
Can
warning
Can we even
apparent.
Say the name of
Oh, yeah. I think it's Kid Rock's Big Ass Steakhouse, and yeah. that's what it's called. I think you can use the word because they're probably talking about donkeys. But here's the thing.
I think it's great.
He gets barred from being the Grand Marshal.
Okay,
Why?
He was doing a live – they were doing a live morning appearance on Fox and Friends in which he called Joy Bearheart –
Bearheart.
You know, starts with a B, ends with an H – but he says that he's going to lead the parade, booted or not. Brian Lewis, the attorney for Steve Smith, Kid Rock's business partner and best friend, told Variety Friday night that the controversial performer was planning on showing up and fulfilling his duty as Grand Marshal Saturday morning.
Just get on your Harley, Kid Rock, and get in front and just lead it. Yeah.
He's just going anyway. But that's his thing. So anyway, he was evidently...
Well, the whole thing is based on what he said about Behar being a witch. Well, you know, a witch from the five at the you know, and I'm sorry, I'm coining this phrase, at the brew there. Is what's wrong with that? Because Joy Behar has said much worse things about people. She called Sarah Palin's daughter a hooker. I mean, when you get into it, hey, when you light the fuse, you got to have the explosion there. And in fact, Sarah Palin even said, hey, man up there, Joy. Don't get so excited about it. Think of all the bad things you said about people.
Okay, this is what the name of this club is called. Kid Rock's Big Ass Honky Tonk Rock and Roll Steakhouse.
There it is.
Okay.
So, I mean,
is that,
right
does
there.
That, does that insult yeah, you?
No, the amount of neon just on the site, though, will give you a sunburn. So
he said he was apologetic for cussing.
That was it.
But he said, except for the live cussing part, he said he was unapologetic except for the live cussing part. He said, Behar has been an outspoken critic of President Donald Trump, and when myself, Sarah Palin, and Ted Nugent visited the White House last year, Behar called it the saddest day in the history of the White House since the British burned it to the ground in 1814.
Now, see, that, too, to me is funny. But here's, okay, she said it, so she, you know, what, you need to have something come back at you like that. Then you can't get excited about it. So here's the mayor saying, well, this doesn't, what he said does not typify the people of Nashville. Well, having lived in Nashville a long time, and Linda's lived in Nashville a long time, calling somebody the B word is kind of funny because there's a lot worse stuff that ever goes on beyond that. But here's the other thing. Kid Rock's partner has underwritten this parade for 2 years at the cost of $250,000 a year for this parade. And it's been Kid Rock's guys that have been underwriting this parade. It's the only reason the parade is still on. So, I mean, you think about it and go, well, he doesn't typify what we have here. You know, he's the kind of guy that would, oh, well, he does underwrite the parade. And he does, he does so many good things for our community. But he used the B word against a woman I personally don't even know or I don't even watch the show. But, you know, we can't have somebody there. It wouldn't be politically correct. You know, I throw up in my mouth when I say these things. I just roll my eyes. I throw up in my mouth. And I think to myself, you know what? If he was talking about, somebody else totally has nothing to do with anything. Okay, maybe you've got something to say, but this is in the realm of talk shows and people who say horrible things about other people. You know, him calling her just that, I think, was a mark of restraint on Kid Rock's part. Called her a lot worse things than that, but it hasn't been on the air.
Okay, the resulting firestorm led Mayor David Briley's office to issue a statement. If Kid Rock is still the Grand Marshal tomorrow, the mayor is inclined to not participate. Well, Councilman Freddie O'Connell was also among those vowing to skip the parade if Kid Rock stayed.
Okay, hey, guess what?
Stay home.
Mr. Briley is the son of Bev Briley, who used to be the mayor of Nashville. Mm. Let me tell you about this.
Okay.
Let me tell you about the mayor of Nashville. He was one of the most sexist, one of the most corrupt politicians. I know this for sure. I know this for sure because I interviewed him when I was in college. And I can't even begin to tell you the things.
And he went to Vanderbilt.
I can't even begin to tell you the things he told me and showed me right there about a person in that town, a woman in the town, who was opposing him. And I just sat there and looked, and I just went, I thought to myself, he's got private detectives on this. And it was just like, it was like that. So this guy, Briley, talking about this, oh gosh, he called somebody the B word. I find this just absolutely hilarious. Except you can't visit the sins of the fathers
on
the son.
That's true.
So that's true. But you know what? If somebody that does a lot for that community, which Kid Rock does, and they're going to not participate because of that? Well, I would think about not participating. What you need to do is stand up, Bev, and just say this, or Bev's son, is say, hey, I don't know this woman. I know Kid Rock. I know where his heart is. And you know what? If he said that, fine. He said that. But I also know what he does for the community.
I know about all the other things he does for the veterans.
I disagree with what he says, but I know the things he does for veterans, the veteran community, those wounded veterans. I know what Kid Rock does. And you stand up for it like that. Otherwise, you're just a coward, which most politicians are. Most. Not all. Most. Okay. Moving right along.
So I would think the politically correct thing would do, because Kid Rock's not going to back off
because he thinks that about her. I want Kid.
He said, I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. Let me
get my thoughts.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, so anyway, so he said that about Joe. So what we're trying to do here, what we talked about earlier, is that it's not okay to bash people. You can have your feeling and maybe talk amongst your friends, but when you go on the air and you bash people about people, it just spreads more hatred. Now, I don't like her anyway, and I think the things that she says are just, I want to put a sock in her mouth, and he should put a sock in his mouth. So he says, I'm not going to apologize for cussing. I feel that way. Blah, 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 blah. So the people who are making a stance, that's their right. They can make a stance. If they feel like you're going to say that publicly, I'm not going to be anything you support. Well, you know, I would say the politically correct thing is I do not agree with his sentiments, but I'm part of the community. He doesn't represent everybody.
That's right.
doesn't represent my thoughts, but I'm here to support the community in the Christmas parade.
And he supports the community.
We've lost the Christ in Christmas.
Did they have the parade yet?
I don't know.
We'll check that. Hey, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after the news. We'll be here with Enjoy the Magazine, the store of the Empire.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Members of his Secret Service detail have carried President George H.W. Bush's casket to a waiting hearse outside a Houston funeral home. Mr. Bush's body will be flown to Washington as the nation's capital bids farewell to a president for the first time in a dozen years. Mr. Bush's son, Neil, says that while tears are falling, sorrow isn't the only emotion the Bush family feels.
We're celebrating a life that was so well lived.
He spoke with KTRK-TV. We get more from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Bush returns to the nation's capital one final time today, a city where he spent decades in public service, from Congress to the State Department to the CIA and to the White House, as both vice president and president. His casket is being flown here from Houston, and after his arrival will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda through Wednesday morning. Federal agencies will be closed on Wednesday for Bush's invitation-only state funeral. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It's looking more likely now that Congress will pass a short-term spending bill to keep the government up and running beyond this coming Friday.
President Trump opening the door to that possibility, saying he would accept an extension of up to 2 weeks, which would set a new deadline just before Christmas. Democrats are pushing for a one-week extension. Both sides remain far apart on a long-term funding bill held up in part over big differences in funding over the president's border wall.
That's Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. Schools are closed this week in Anchorage, Alaska, following last week's powerful earthquake. A 90-day truce declared by the U.S. and China in their trade dispute being applauded by financial markets here at home and abroad. On Wall Street, the Dow is up about 192 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index ahead 79, and the S&P currently up 18 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and Secretary of State Pompeo are meeting over Iran. We get the latest from the Media Line's Charles Beblazer.
Israel's prime minister was slated to travel to Brussels on Monday to meet top American diplomat Mike Pompeo. Officials in Jerusalem described the meeting as urgent and said it would focus on regional developments. Topping the agenda likely will be Iran and the need to formulate a joint policy to counter its expansionism in the Middle East. Benjamin Netanyahu has been one of the most vocal supporters of President Donald Trump's decision to withdraw from the 2015 nuclear deal and reimpose sanctions on the Islamic Republic. His meeting with Pompeo also comes amid reports that the White House is planning to roll out its Israeli-Palestinian peace proposal, a move Netanyahu might want to delay until after his upcoming re-election bid. I'm Charles Beblazer, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. A
A group of business economists foresees U.S. economic growth remaining solid next year, with unemployment falling further, and just a slight chance of a recession.
The National Association for Business Economics predicts that the economy will grow 2.7% next year. That's only slightly below the 2.9% that they expect for all of 2018, as measured by the gross domestic product. The 2.9% predicted growth for 2018 would be up significantly from meager gains of 1.6% in 2016 and 2.2% in 2017. Meanwhile, economists expressed concern about potential risks, notably from trade conflicts.
Correspondent Jeremy House. It's been a deadly crash involving a charter bus carrying a youth football team from Tennessee. Happened early this morning along an interstate near Benton, Arkansas. One child was killed and at least 45 other people were injured. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with me and Linda Bott. And, of course, Bad Bob's back from his sojourn. It's 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 3rd of December, and the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Gosh, more products, all the stuff for Christmas, enhanced walk-in humidor, great customer service. Can't ask for more than that from Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Now, let's go into the phones. And Sally, good morning, Sally.
Good morning.
Did you kick butt Saturday?
Yes. We had a great event on Saturday. Great. How about you?
Yeah, it worked out. Missed you. So, anyway.
Yes, tonight I just wanted to invite people to come out. We have Kim Chamberlain, who heads up the Wreaths Across America project.
Yes.
And they are getting ready to lay those wreaths next weekend. And so we wanted to have her in and let her talk to people about how that program got started and what it aims to do and the help they need. They need help every year putting the wreaths out and so forth. So I thought it would be a good time to have her in.
Absolutely. Now, when is the wreath laying going to be, do you know?
December 15th.
Okay, December 15th. That's what I thought. Now, this is a super, super great project. So if you can get down to the get down tonight to the meeting, or then put it in your calendar also.
Yes, yeah. And we will be live streaming it. So if people are on Facebook, they can see it on our Reading Patriots page. So also, if you can't get down to the meeting, we are now live streaming the meeting.
Great. And, you know, and just remember, this is where you put wreaths on all the grave markers in the National Cemetery.
Yes, Cemetery.
Yeah, and our Veterans Cemetery. So out at Igo. So we've got, gosh, several thousand graves out there now.
Yes.
And it takes a community effort, you know, for this.
That's
cool.
Right. So, and Preston Sharp, I see, has been to Hawaii these past few weeks, putting the flowers and flags on the graves in Hawaii.
Yes,
so
he's had assistance there, and he's seeing that there's signs in kids' schools thanking veterans and all this. So it's great. It's great.
It is great.
And it's super what you all are doing too, Sally. You and all your people there too.
Thank you. Thank you, Carl.
And tonight. What time?
So tonight at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Barney View Road, we will be hosting Kim Chamberlain.
Okay. All right. It looks like a church.
Thank you so much. Yes, in the church.
In the church there. Okay. Thanks a lot, Sal.
Thank you, Carl. Bye-bye.
You bet. Hey, what's the weather look like today there, sweetheart?
37 degrees. We are currently at and climbing.
It was 32 when we started.
Mostly sunny today with our temperatures around 53 and our lows of 38. Tuesday calls for a high of 53 and our lows of 41. Wednesday, chance of showers with our highs of 56 and our lows of 39. And Thursday, our highs of 58 and lows of 37. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts.
Yeah.
You know, we are sitting here with one of my favorite and our favorite people.
Wait, he's not my favorite, too.
I said one of mine and one of ours. Favorite people and their organization of what they do. And, you know, that we're talking about James Masada, who is the founder and organizer and still in there plugging like harder than anybody you can imagine. For Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Good morning.
Good morning, my friends.
And before you came on the air, we were talking about just what it is when you go through the day-to-day
is that
stresses.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
frankly, you were regaling us with the story that we were rolling around on the floor with. But,
well, I think that when you – okay, so Enjoy the Store, you are representing so many different lines of – artists, everything made in the, mm-hmm. made in the North State, and mm-hmm. of course your new Made in America.
Yep.
And so you're right now you're saying a little understaffed, overwhelmed with all the things that happen in Christmas, and it's good. It's very good because that means there's vibrancy.
Yeah, I think when I was sharing with you, it was like you were asking me if I was tired, and I said yes, I'm very tired. Holidays is that always, and I'm happy to be tired because that means I'm working hard and our business is serving customers well, and so on and so forth. But retail can really take it out of you, and our retail store has been operating for now 9 years. And I've been in the thick of it the entire time, and I love giving great customer service. I think to start it all off, this year has just really snuck up on me, and I've been having a really hard time wrapping my head around the fact that we are actually already in the holidays. I looked at the calendar even this morning, and I was just blown away that there's only a couple weeks until Christmas. I'm like, I just can't.
But you're not alone because, James, every single person that we encounter and we talk to, the fires, for like 2.5-3 months, like some people it stole our summer or whatever it is, mm-hmm. but your usual, how you march through life or how you move through life, was jolted, and so all of a sudden, here we are, it was Thanksgiving, and now it's Christmas.
Yeah.
No preparation.
Consciously and subconsciously. Yes. Like, consciously I knew it did, but subconsciously it really affected me.
But let's just say, as we begin this hour with you, is that, yes, you have this beautiful retail store. We want everyone to be mindful. Yes, we're all in the same boat. A lot of things shifted. A lot of friends lost their homes. We're trying to be mindful of that. But those people who have kept their businesses open and are offering a service with great customer service and all of the other, supporting local, is just try to pull out your pocket of kindness.
Yes.
And we've been reading all over this morning, before you even got here today, about, the outrage, the unrest, the mm-hmm. horrible words, the name-calling, and that, this is what our Christmas present can be to the world.
And this conversation we're having, for those that don't know the backstory, I cracked yesterday. For the first time in a really long time, on a customer in the store. And so I tried to do my best to apologize. And if they are listening, they know who they are. And I apologize again. But yes, it was just a madhouse yesterday and understaffed. And there was a sequence of events that took place. And rightfully, she was in the right in one sense. But I just had all I could take.
Yeah.
And people who know you,
love you.
I'm human.
But that does happen, and so when things are said or done, but it's
the approach.
Like, it's kind of like you think about, gosh, after I did that. But just think if you were a goalie in hockey, mm-hmm. that every time you made a mistake, a big red light would come on and a horn would blow. And then everybody would go, I mean, just think about the pressure for that. See, we can say things and do things, and, we relatively get away.
Yeah.
You feel bad, and, there's nobody punishes you like yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really.
Yeah.
So, you get into
those kind of things. Well, I pride myself on really loving my customers and giving good service and all that, and I do. But, yeah, that was the moment. I was like, holy smokes.
Oh, gosh, sometimes when people say something to you, you sit there. Bob and I will look at each other, and we'll go, I really don't even know what to say right now.
Yeah. Except, I probably should have just said nothing.
Well, yeah. That's probably
anyway.
So,
anyway. My apologies.
No. My point was, there was no pointing fingers at everybody.
I'm owning it.
Yeah. Well, not just for anybody, because we've been reading about. We're all starting off because I think that people can just take a step back right now and think about, I'm going to be kind today.
Yeah.
In that long line.
Yeah.
In that person that maybe drops their stuff, or in that person, I'm going to be kind today. And so anyway,
it does tempt come right back to that.
Yeah.
All of us have to, it's our approach and how we interact
right.
with each other makes it, you can be upset or frustrated or disgruntled, but your words and your body language and how you convey that makes a difference.
So take a deep breath.
Yeah.
And we love the Enjoy Store and what you do and what you represent. And you've been a great gift. So let's start with that. You've been a great gift to our community.
Thank you.
And we, being business owners, can only imagine what it must be like to receive so many wonderful items and have to put them in inventory and keep them straight. And you're giving those people a voice by representing that, letting them represent themselves or representing the artist inside your store.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
you know, kudos to that. And this magazine that we're going to take a break.
Yep.
We're going to come back. We're going to talk about the wonderful Enjoy issue. Yes.
And this portion of the show brought to you by the wonderful Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Just saw Jude. And she's
our Lone Star girl.
Yeah, she's doing very well. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Hey, she's been helping people since 1993. Veterans, families, seniors, business owners, helping them all. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, next to the Members First Credit Union. Give her a call, 221-0441. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back with James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine in Store. It is 16 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 37 degrees. It's going up to 53 today. If you have a question, give us a call. 605-4567.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Real people, real winners. As the year winds down, let's go out in style. Cruise down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our Riding in Style Swipe to Win. Check out what we have waiting for you this month. Win free slot play, prizes, or a 2019 Cadillac XT4 Luxury Edition crossover from Taylor Motors. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily at any of our kiosks. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn 4 times entries on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Weekly drawings on Mondays at 8 p.m. give you the chance to win $125 in slot play. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a brand new 2019 Cadillac XT4. Cadillac, confidence by design. We have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long increase your chances. Head down to Wind River and play our Riding in Style promotion, where you could win a Cadillac XT4. Final drawing Monday, December 31st at 8 p.m. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Celebrate the season with your favorite holiday songs. Under the Street Lamp, Hip to the Holidays. December 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. Under the Street Lamp. Summer cast members of Jersey. Tracy Boys performing holiday classics and songs from the Great American Songbook. Tickets are on sale now. Buy tickets at ReadingCivic.com, the Reading Civic box office, or call 530-229-0022. Saturday, December 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. More at UnderTheStreetLamp.com. Under the Street Lamp. Hip to the holidays.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back, everybody. It is 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, and we actually did not get that word on there.
Oh.
Thanks a lot, Bob. You know,
well, I slapped my headphones in my face.
That was awesome.
While you were there, go on, Bob. Sue, who took your place for a couple of days, did a magnificent job, first of all. But Sue would turn on the lights and kind of, you know, and not, and she wouldn't have the sound up. But she didn't tell us for the first day until I just fell on the floor. And looked over the top. I said, don't ever turn those lights on. She said, I had the sound. Don't ever turn those lights on until you tell us. And then she went, and now she's like,
right.
Yeah, come on,
right.
We're on now. Ready? She's
coming in.
Oh, you got to tell us. Because,
well,
yeah.
And then you bang your headphones. You don't realize that. When you're done, you take your headphones and bang them up here. So you just, you didn't realize.
I do realize it.
And you never want all that verbal abuse to your guests to get out.
21 members. 21 minutes after the hour of 8. What?
Think $400 microphone there, Carl.
Sitting in the other room getting ready to start. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. The Center of Downtown Reading, Health Grades Patient Safety Excellence Award, and so many other things when it comes to quality, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center is community's choice.
All right. Well, welcome back to our show this morning. And we have our wonderful James Masada, owner and founder of Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Good morning.
Good morning.
And let's talk about
issue. Rhonda's not here, but she has grandbaby duty.
You know what? I understand. And I've loved watching the transition and the seasons of her life.
Yeah,
you
right.
You know, getting married and her baby. Her babies, which are grown,
the
whole crew was in
having
the store
babies.
Last night.
The Nutcracker is back.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about your.
That's probably where they were. Why she's not here? She's probably taking the Nutcracker.
Sugar plums and peppermint swirls. Reading City Ballet celebrates 20 seasons of the Nutcracker.
Yeah, can you believe that?
No.
So this is a beautiful article. I love the pictures.
Me too.
If you look in some of them, all the, from performances past and stuff to make up the article, but it's really beautiful. And this is just a celebration again of the time and, you know, the one of the great things that our community has, and that is a ballet. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I am a big proponent of the arts. Mm-hmm. I think that.
Yes, you are.
There are people, I guess, that could argue it in any way, shape, or form, but I wouldn't hear it, nor would I listen. But I think every society that's strived and been successful has a great portion of its backbone comes from the arts community. I think it does a lot for us as creatures.
Yes,
to
and
our soul.
Enhances our soul.
You know what? And, you know, for a person, I'm pretty much linear. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But when I see something like the Reading School of the Arts mm-hmm. that allows these children to be able to express themselves in so many different ways, but, you know, they get a good education, the three R's.
No, there's no doubt about that.
No doubt about that. But the way they can express themselves in other ways, this is a school that Linda would have just thrived
if
she had been when she was a child.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it is important that we have.
Yeah. I think that the cores are so important. There's no question about education. But having the ability to, if you're working really hard in your course, and then the ability to express yourself in some other way, is really a cool thing. And I think it saves a lot of kids. There are kids that need that because that's the type of way they're wired.
I believe that, too. It saves your soul.
So, dance, we have symphony, that kind of a thing. But this is really great because, again, this is the celebration, 20 years, and there are going to be nearly 50 dancers. And the performance is December. There's three shows between December 7th and December 8th. There is a huge. I thought it was interesting. Talks about a range in age that's on the floor. I guess performing. The youngest is a 5-year-old, and she's one of the what do you call those things?
Sugar
dancing
plum fairy.
She's a dancing peppermint. She comes out from underneath the dress, you know, kind of thing. And her grandfather is actually on stage as well. So that'll give you the...
Oh, boy, family
the,
thing.
Yeah, the family and the age gap.
Yeah, he could be like 50, 52 or something like that. Yeah. She's 5. I mean, 55.
Yeah.
So, okay, yeah.
Or he could be 100.
He could be 105. he's just a happy little, happy old guy. But isn't that great too? You know, you got the, you know, you got the Cascade Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
That was beautiful, and then you have this. And this is just, you know, so many great things.
Did you guys get to go to the Cascade Christmas?
Yes, we went Friday night.
I couldn't go again.
No, it was a very last minute thing for us, and we were lucky enough that because we were gone over Thanksgiving weekend, and when my parents were in town, and we took my parents, and it's. Usually it's Thanksgiving tradition for us to do that.
Yeah,
but,
us too.
But we were gone again, so we went Friday night, and we loved it. It was we talked about it earlier, but this is, again, a tradition, and the show, the Nutcracker, is going to be, like you said, December 7th and 8th.
There's
a matinee and a Children's Sugar Plum Tea Cascade Theater. Tickets are only $14.25. So reasonable.
Yeah.
So reasonable.
And this year they said they're celebrating back to the past a little bit. They're bringing some things back from all the way back from, like, I guess, 2000, 2008, 9.
Wow.
And some old costumes and things like that to kind of give a reminiscence.
And this
yeah.
is what the Cascade Christmas did, too.
Oh, did they?
It was very, I want to say, for me, it was great because it was simplified. It was... You saw a lot of things that you've seen in the past that was very good,
mm-hmm.
but it was there was, you know, the tapping and the singing, and my God, the guy who played Jack Frost was a total hands down star. But it was just I giggled through the whole thing.
Oh, that's
I needed
cool.
that so
yeah.
much.
Yeah.
So I think that's what you're going to see here.
Our life is changing with our traditions. So, you know, the twins now are they're 16. They're going to be 17 in March. Gianno, my son, is turning 21 New Year's Eve.
Mm.
My God.
Oh, he was born on New Year's Eve?
He left for Disneyland right before Thanksgiving and never came home. So he moved out.
Oh!
So.
Was that a surprise?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
And so he has his first girlfriend who's lovely. But times in our life are changing very quickly. And so, like, traditions that normally are structured have been just blasted apart. So we're like,
whoa.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah.
It's just, you know,
gosh.
As a parent, I'm at a point now where I've only dreaded my whole life. You know, I always saw other people's kids leave for college and things and think, oh, those poor people. That'll never happen to me. My kids are going to want to stay with me forever.
Well, you know, what I do love about you and your beautiful bride and how Yvonne is that you guys have really, you know, you have wrapped your life around your kids and you guys are a unit.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they get older and they have, like, I don't know, it's got to be tough. I know we talked about this with our daughter and son-in-law, and there we went to Vegas to see her play soccer, and she's 15
mm-hmm.
or 16, excuse me.
Wow!
And it's just a couple years away, and they're already starting to break up about it. It hasn't even, you know.
Oh no, you did.
They're breaking up about it now, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
So we've talked about tradition, and we all know what it feels like at Christmas. All what we've done. So better to give. Let's talk about this article and how we're thinking about what we do at Christmas.
Yeah. So this is always
Christmas.
Yeah. This is an article that was written by Kimberly Bonet Woods, and she works at our store, and she's a jewelry maker, and she writes for the magazine, and most people know her family in town, and
her husband's played
husband,
for me, and they're a darling couple.
Yes,
love it.
And their little boy.
Oh.
And, Anyway, she always writes an article, and I just really like how she processes words and thinks.
I do, too.
So she always does a lot of, like, these self-help or guidance kind of articles, which I think this is great. So I was going to ask you if you could just read the first two paragraphs of this article just to set the stage of kind of what she's doing. This is about gift giving, but about really thinking about giving gifts.
All right. So we have just a few minutes before we have to take our heart break, and we're going to start with this, and we're going to have to think about it. We'll come back.
Okay.
Imagine for a moment opening a beautiful package gift given to you with a genuine smile and a twinkle in the giver's eye to find its contents or something that is perfect for you. What's in the package doesn't need to be flashy or expensive. In fact, sometimes it's all the more meaningful when it doesn't come with a high dollar price tag. The blissful takeaway is about far more than what's in the package. The resounding joy in that moment is the embodiment of the thoughtful effort, the love that went into finding something perfectly suited to you. When your loved one takes the time to find the perfect gift for us, it's the living proof that we matter.
Some people are just natural-born gift givers, but more often than not, finding a perfect gift is the result of an investment of time, energy, and love. If you're honest, the process can be quite daunting. While you still have to find the buried treasure on your own, here's a roadmap to help you find your way to a gift that will make the recipient feel like the most important person in the world. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about that. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil. Just saw Bill and his beautiful wife the other day. And, you know, SST Oil, as we point out, it's, you know, they provide kerosene, the heaters, Toyama heaters, monitor heaters, to keep your house warm, to keep your water hot. They deliver all over. And during the fires, they were working 24 hours a day, ensuring the fuel made it out there to our firefighters, to first responders, everybody out there, into the emergency camps everywhere. And this was SST Oil. It's an employee-owned business that started in their 51st year here in Redding. Everything is employee-owned at SST Oil. They're always looking for great employees. Give them a call at 241-1167. 241-1167. This is SST Oil. Really, really fine people helping our community. It's 8:30 in the morning. It's 37 degrees. It's going up to 53 today. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Give us a call. If you have something you want to talk about, giving gifts, enjoy, or just, you know, something for this season, where we're going to try and have this month be a kinder and gentler maybe take a look at what we're saying and how we're saying it to people. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460.
Feeling like P. Diddy.
I'm here with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Dhanuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening. Those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
On December 20th, a favorite State of Jefferson holiday tradition returns to Reading's historic Cascade Theater with a Celtic Christmas. Tamashine Foley's heartwarming holiday frolic returns with all new stories, music, and dances that celebrate Irish culture and the giving spirit of Christmas. A Celtic Christmas, December 20th at 7:30. Tickets at 530-243-8877 or CascadeTheater.org.
Hi, Michael with Hokumas, where Redding shops for the best buys in vacuums and helpful home cleaning products. Got hairy pets? Stop by Hokumas and ask to see our exclusive pet hair and lint removal tool. The Forget It tool by Ricara is perfect for cleanups on upholstery, carpet, even that dark shirt or blouse your pet's fur loves to cling to. And for those bigger home cleanup jobs, check out our line of Ricara upright and canister vacs that feature rugged chrome steel brush rollers, not the disposable plastic kind. These rollers always give you the best cleaning results ever. Want to save time vacuuming dirty carpets? Drop into Hokumas and check out Ricara Tandem, the latest technology in vacuum cleaners. Either upright or canister style, these super machines clean with dual motors for a faster, deeper clean. And while you're here, try out the best performing convenience upright we've ever found. Ricara's super lightweight vacuums will clean your house with time to spare. No back-breaking vacuuming anymore. These great vacs make for the most convenient upright vacuum ever. Hokumas on Bocelli Lane in Reading, 223-1970, online at Hokumas.net, or like us on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793.
That's 365-3793.
Jeff and Carrie from NorCal Vape want to wish everyone a very happy holiday season. They also want to remind you to please shop local this holiday season. For any vapers or smokers on your list, come visit NorCal Vape. They invite you to try before you buy and explore the idea of vaping. Jeff, Carrie, and the NorCal Vape staff will be happy to answer any questions you have. They will also match any local competitors' in-store price and invite you to check out sales going on now. Gift certificates are also available. 1700 California Street, NorCal Vape, where their customers are like family.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
I can feel my face when I'm with you. My love is, my love is. Oh, I can feel my face when I'm with you.
Be careful who you friend.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. It's about 25.
Strippers for the holidays.
26 minutes. Do you all mind? I have a job here. I'm trying to do my job. 26 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. In this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's Man's Last Stronghold right there. Man's Last Stronghold at Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Now, what we were talking about is it appears that I have a friend, and Linda has a friend, that her there's no picture of her face, but there's parts of her body on there. We're trying to figure out how we even got into that.
Have you ever noticed that when somebody's been recently had breast enhancement, wants to show it all, wants to show it a lot of it.
Thing, but then it was all the way from the neck down.
Yeah. Well, she did, it was belly ring.
So here's what you do. You just say you find it as
belly
a friend,
jewelry,
and then you just unfriend.
Yeah.
And then, I've done this. I saw one on somebody who's, I'm not even going to mention her name, but I went to his mother and said, I don't think that, you want to have her as a friend. And she goes, oh my gosh. She said, these things show up every so often. Mm-hmm. So fix that. But, same thing with us is, oops. So I just passed but I did send the friend message on to Bob.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, let's go
Facebook,
back to
the many challenges.
So we had this beautiful sentiments about we took the break that was a better to give.
So when we last left.
Yes, and it was
Linda and Carl were setting the mood.
Kimberly Bonet had written this beautiful, and it's an article, and I was reading it during the break. Can you share that with us?
Well, not to go into detail, but the articles that she does, not all the time, because she does all kinds of articles, but I really love the ones that kind of set a path for people to help them. It's kind of I don't want to say self-help because it's not like that, but it's more about just helpful hints on how to get through things sometimes that can be overwhelming for some people. And, we're in the business of gift giving. And so I really appreciated this, as she wrote, talking about, the thought and process and really taking the time to find the perfect gift for somebody, that it is work. And so this article is about things that may help you kind of get through that challenge. And so it just is a step-by-step. It gives you, how many steps on this one?
It's nine steps.
So there's keep a running list of gift ideas. And, of course, there's more about each one of these steps. But remember, it's about the
it's not about you. Though you say a lot of times, would I like to have this gift? Well, sometimes would, but it's not about you. It's about that other person. So would that person really want a brand new 327 Magnum revolver? And I'm thinking, well, of course they would.
Yes, please.
But then again, I'm pretty sure that they don't want that.
But that's the
point.
That's
the thing.
Because you like it can mean that the other person is not going to, but quite often, if you guys are on the same page or you're really close and you have similarities, mm-hmm. and that it can be a good marker for you to say, mm-hmm. But you have to be careful.
Yeah, it is. And this article is a good article.
Yeah.
Because it says consider something functional.
Yep.
Why not something functional? Something that they can use. And every time they use it, they're going to think about you.
Yeah, truly.
Probably.
Yep. Consider something handmade, mm-hmm. which I always love.
Mm-hmm.
Experience may be the best gift of all.
Like a cooking class, or buy a T-shirt of their favorite band and go to a concert together with that person.
Spending time, in that regard.
Yes, or take a snap, a photo that is a favorite photo that you have of them, and put it on a coffee mug. Mm-hmm. And little things that are personalized presents go a long way.
So
and
that's number six.
Yes,
personalize it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and that's something that we're working on right now at the store. one of the new things that we're considering, or not considering, we're working towards, is we're investing in equipment that are that can be used by our artists to actually have a workspace that they may not have access to, or something that they may not have access to at home, to make what they produce easier. So we have a mold maker now, so we actually are making molds for people to do things. And I'll share with you, one of our people in Red Bluff actually took a topographical map of Mount Shasta. It was two-dimensional flat. She took a picture of it, brought it into a computer, rendered it into a 3D software. So it made a perfect 100% 3D model of Mount Shasta on screen. Then she printed it with a 3D printer, which we're investing in, into our own 3D printer. And there was a perfect replication of Mount Shasta. I then took that replication from a 3D printer and put it in our mold machine and created molds and gave them to our chocolate maker, who has now poured us half a pound candy bars that are actually the perfect shape of Mount Shasta, and they're in milk chocolate and dark chocolate with white chocolate caps, so they look like Mount Shasta.
Does it have little Lemurians on the side of the
hill? It does, yes.
Uh-huh. Just wondering.
So that's the kind of thing.
But that's really a good idea, because when you think about it. Because I was thinking about things like, if somebody admired somebody, like, say, Teddy Roosevelt. Let's just say Teddy Roosevelt. Uh-huh. You can get a signature of Teddy Roosevelt.
Uh-huh.
And could you get that in such a way that an engraver then can make the signature of Teddy Roosevelt, and you put it on something like a book?
So we've also invested, it's not here yet, but what other thing that we've invested is in a machine that actually does 3D printing,
mm-hmm.
it does laser engraving,
mm-hmm.
and it does CNC engraving.
Oh, okay.
So we will be able to customize things. So we have these really beautiful, in our new category that we've just started, American Made, we have these beautiful notebooks, journals that are made of beautiful wood covers. So the back and front are hardwood covers.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be able to take that machine and actually either laser engrave or CNC engrave right on the cover for you that's personalized. So if you bought a journal, you could put a saying or the person's name or their initials.
How big can you make the covers?
I don't remember the full dimensions, but...
Size?
The size of a magazine.
You could put your Enjoy the Magazine in something like this.
Yes, absolutely.
Every month you could put it in your wooden, kind of the wooden...
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
Yeah, so we're working on that. That's one of our next big fun things.
Okay, all right.
So anyway, that's the article about gift giving.
You know, you've got one in here
mm-hmm.
that it's close to everybody's heart. If I can, let me find it in the right page.
Which one is it?
It's about GIF.
Oh, GIFs. Ugly Burger.
The Ugly Burger.
Oh yeah.
If you have not, it's an institution.
Oh, it totally
home
is.
Of the Ugly Burger.
Yeah.
Still flipping GIF steak burgers for nearly 40 years, and if you walk in there without being insulted, it's because he doesn't know you. And even then,
he'll still insult you,
but not as much.
And
as
how
he
I
would.
Know this because I've eaten there once and twice. I've been on and on and on, but I was the one that actually was asked to go in and take the pictures. Picture on the front was the lunch that he made me.
Yeah, okay.
And I was greeted by his middle finger. I appreciate political correctness,
yes.
And I think that we should all be kind to each other, and I think that, you know, people have personal space, and all those things are correct, but I also think that we've gone way too far.
When they start to ban Baby It's Cold Outside because it's so sexist and Me Too, I just
people
want to
have turned into just
can I tell you?
Weak, no spine back.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
My
racist,
favorite Christmas
homophobic,
movie.
Misogynist. I mean, that's what they're saying, you know, out of the Huffington Post. And I'm like, you guys have gone so far over. This is just ridiculous.
How did you get there?
I know.
Well, because, but they gave examples of why. Oh, the father,
but you can
was,
create
you know,
anything.
Father was overbearing. You know, he's ashamed of the red nose. I mean, it's just like, you know, and that has to be, that was obviously homophobic.
Mm-hmm. But he won out in the end. He was accepted.
That's the end when the writer put down, he says, they don't realize at the end how everything shifted because Rudolph was a success, and it changed everybody's attitudes and all this stuff. I mean, it was like...
It is a simple story of that exactly right there, that accepting differences.
And overcoming
Nobody
overcoming
said anything about gay. Nobody said anything about anything. It just was a story and how the process worked and how we came to a conclusion to better ourselves and recognize
everything. If these people put half the effort into doing constructive things that they put into tearing down what we have,
that's the other thing.
The world would be a better place.
But let's go back to the hokey burger.
So my point is
anything better than
if again you are you potentially are easily offended, then probably this isn't the place for you to go. But if you're just kind of a person that wants to eat good food and have good company and don't mind having a little banter and fun and, little middle finger and foul language sometimes.
But here's
a great place.
Is people come and give it right back to him, too.
Absolutely. I mean, it's not a one-way street at all.
They come around the corner and they are firing both barrels, and then he's just,
If you really know him, which I don't, but even in the little time that I spent there, you can see that there's a rough outer and a really genuine great person on the inside. And you can see it by the testament of all the people that are there every single day hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking and they're shooting it and, they're eating lunch and having a good time. I mean, it's so funny. They all have keys. They come and go. They come in early before he even opens. They make coffee. I mean, it's this whole thing.
It's a hang. It's a hangout.
And they come in groups of people. But you're right. You know, he's done a lot to help people in this town. And he doesn't show off about it. You don't know about it. But, the owner of it. Dick Blake.
Mm-hmm.
Dick Blake is he's
76.
76 years old, and he's out there. He's served over a million of these things.
He's been doing it for 39 years.
Yeah. And, he observes that, they've been talking politics at GIFs for 37 years. And he said, we haven't solved anything yet, but we're working on it. And that was, but it's a great place to go.
And the funny thing is, when I went in there and he made me a burger and I was taking a picture, all the guys coming in and hanging out, mm-hmm. ended up being people that knew my father in the community and worked very closely with him in helping him to build his business. So I sat there for probably over an hour reacquainting myself with these gentlemen that are prominent figures in our community, sitting there having a burger again, talking. And it was really awesome to reintroduce myself as an adult because they're like, oh, I remember you. You were a kid. And you remember I came to your house and we did this electrical work. And I was like, now I recognize who you are, but, that was a long time ago. But it was super cool. So my thing is it's like television. I think that obviously children need to be protected by things on TV. That's why you have, the ability to change it. To protect your TVs. But you should be able to watch what you want to watch. And if you don't want to watch it, then you change the channel. Same with this kind of scenario. If you don't like what he's saying, don't go in.
You don't like, we've had people
say. It doesn't mean he shouldn't have the right to do what he wants to do.
Yeah. We've had people say, you put this up on your, Facebook page about Kavanaugh being sworn in. I mean, it wasn't something that we wrote. It was something that's true. It was like he was being, and somebody said, I'm not going to support them anymore. Well, I saw who it was. And I thought, you've been on the show a lot, asking for a lot of free time for your cause.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then we're not going to support you either. Yeah. And I'm thinking is that if you don't want to listen to the show, that's fine. But you don't have to go out there and, broadcast it to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you do, it has repercussions. Even though that I know that I'm lying when I say it, and we will support him because it is a good cause. We got to take a break. But you know what? Again, going back to Dick Blake. And Giftsburger, I've been in there, many times. Have you been in there yet?
Yes, long time
ago. I love all the NASCAR stuff.
And it's just, he's just a good guy, and it's a fun place. And you're right, there's so many people that go in there, and at some point.
It's like one of those restaurants in Newark that you see on TV where, you come in and they immediately start screaming at you.
No soup for you.
You're actually going there for that.
But the thing is that, here's the other thing. He's 76 years old. Mm-hmm. He's still doing it. He's still standing up there every day. He's still serving the ugly burgers and all this. And it's just, it's not going to go on forever.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. I want to remind everybody the Army-Navy football game is going to be December 8th. starting at 11 a.m. down at the VFW Post 1934 on Oregon Street next to Woody's. Go on in there and watch the game and the you know, cheer them on and all this. And then there's going to be a steak dinner with all the fixings from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. for $15. That's all of it. All down at 1251 Oregon Street at the Reading VFW Post 1934. And everybody's invited, whether you're a veteran or not.
Nice.
We'll be right back with James Posada and enjoy.
Greetings, I'm Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer and Army Veteran. The Veterans Service Office is grateful for our troops who make a courageous effort year-round. With your help, Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. We thank you for your sacrifices. My staff and I would like to salute all active duty, their families, and local veterans. We wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holiday Season.
Hello, my name is Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. I would like to invite you to take advantage of our winter special. We're offering 10% off all interior work scheduled during December and January. Some of the painting people do range from wall, woodwork, whole house painting, plus cabinet refinishing and staining. Please call us today at 400-5152 or visit our website, danscottpainting.com, and Facebook.
Hi, I'm Kevin, owner of Page's Coffee Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading. No matter what the job is, when it comes to print, scanning, and mailing, we do it all for you. We specialize in color copies, binding documents, making booklets, and bulk mailing. Whether it's faxing, laminating, taking passport photos, or scanning your files, we tailor to your business's needs. No job is too big or small. We do it all.
Page's Coffee Center, locally owned for 30 years for all your business, copy, print, and mailing services. Give Page's a call at 246-9178. Visit them at 1645 Pine Street.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your personal protection tip of the day. Use technology to reinforce your home and make it undesirable for criminals. The use of alarms, cameras, lights, and reinforced door and window locks may go a long way towards helping a would-be thief make a better decision. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find a register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful Monday morning. Carla Linda Bott here with James Masada, founder and all creator of Enjoy the Empire, as Carl would call it.
I need to create theme music.
Hey, it's 8 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. It's 37 degrees, going up to 53 today. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. There, discounts for seniors and veterans. I want to talk about that tomorrow on the show. Eric Wishman will join me as my co-host from Five Star Bank, but also the Rick Bassetti, who a former mayor of the city, but also, of course, general manager of the Colt 45s, and is one of the ones that we as a community have are supporting in this Take Back South City Park. And tomorrow, he'll be on the show, and also tomorrow, the concrete's being laid.
What does that mean?
I know what that means, but... No, the concrete for the fence that's going to go around the park. Now, about 2 weeks ago, but I'll let him... I'm not going to get into it. I'm going to let him talk about it. Mm. But tomorrow is the day that it really starts. We're going to put that fence around the park. We're going to tell you how you can help. And Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, we're going to be involved in this, as are many, many others. Mm-hmm. But what it means is that South City Park is going to be a park where people can go and take their kids. They're not going to have to fight for their space out mm-hmm. there or worry about those needles.
Yeah.
Or any of the other trash.
I love also around Carnegie Park now with the...
Oh, my gosh. Look at the change there.
That's all so awesome. Cool. Yeah.
Look at the way it used to be. Mm-hmm. And look around that perimeter, too, yeah. because it is still bad over at the... Anyway, moving beyond that. Okay. Okay. Going back to Enjoy the Magazine.
Enjoy the Magazine. Right. And James Masada is here, and we've got a wonderful article. We're trying to... once a month, we have James and Rhonda Ball. Rhonda Avery and James Masada. Come on. And we love the first Monday of the month because it sets a tone of what the month is with the magazine and the store. Of course, we're around Christmas.
Yep.
But you do articles about locals and this is a locals, great.
Locals, regionals.
And this is a guy who's created his own card game.
Yeah. So Jorge Salas is a counselor down at one of the schools in Chico. And this is just a really great article on him. He loves card games, board games. They have family nights. But he's taken it to the next level. He actually provides that even as a club at school. So on recess and after school, they have game club where these kids are playing all these games. Anyway, he has always had a feeling that even though when he's played the games, he always feels like there's a way that he could have always made the game better. And quite often he'll change the rules to the game that exists. And,
Well, you know what? That's my life.
Yeah. Yeah,
I start a game. I started the game of life, and there were certain rules, and they change all the time.
Yeah.
You get a car.
My God, that's a great game. I miss that game. So go on.
Yeah, so anyway, he's taken his love for games, and he's created a new game. And the only way that I can explain it, if it talks about in the article here, is it's like maybe somewhat a little bit like an Uno. But different.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a friend that he went to school with here in Redding that is a graphic designer and business entrepreneur down in San Diego. And the two of them got together to go to a concert. And he brought this game that he had kind of invented. And then the friend loved it so much that he helped him put it together. So the two of them, it's called Fuego, and it's a card game.
Fire.
Uh-huh. And he created a game, and it's in production, and we get to carry it in the store.
Wow. Did you say it sold out?
We have two left. Of course, we're ordering more, but he's going to be surprised that we've already sold out of our entire inventory.
And people have been sold out.
In our last,
we've got a lot of mustard. We've ordered up heavy.
Okay, good. Yeah.
The last 4 minutes here at the store. Let's talk store real quick.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, what we do is we go in there and we either have you do it or we do it. We put together a box and we ship it to my sister. She loves it.
In Tennessee.
And she knows about Enjoy, and she looks forward to it every year. Because we get local things.
Yeah. We better
jams,
do it quickly.
Oils. Yeah, we better get going on that. So what's selling out now in the store? What are some of the things in the store you want to tell people about quickly?
I really want to stress that, for us to continue and evolve and grow, our stores will always be 95% only local regional made products. But one of the new things that we've introduced is a section in the store that we're calling American Made. Mm-hmm. And we're really reaching out to like-minded artisans in small communities throughout the United States to bring in additional products just for a variety of our shoppers. This year, we've had a little bit of a loss. We have had 11 artists that have passed away this year, if you can imagine.
We've also had about
seven artists that lost their homes in either the car fire or the campfire. And our number one selling product is our beer brittle from Joy Lynn's. And they lost their chocolate factory.
Entire
Christmas order. So we have nothing. We have zero of our number one selling product.
We buy that every year.
I know.
Oh my God.
And I think I have one bag. Well, no, you know what? Somebody bought it, I think, last night.
See, these are the things that indirectly, when you hear about it, because it's your favorite thing.
Oh, my gosh.
And indirectly, you hear about it, now you hear it directly. It just, boom. Oh, yeah. It's something like another boom.
We've taken something a big loss this season. So.
Okay, so, you know, but again, people, well, my friends, everybody that's listening, if you're looking for those, you know, special gifts from around here, and but especially for people like your relatives, you know, maybe your parents or your kids or someplace, get a box, and you all will ship a box.
Uh-huh. A crate.
Of stuff,
yeah,
a crate. Mm-hmm. Of, and it gets there. It's in great shape. I like to go for the jellies and jams or some of the dipping oils.
We do have a new, so Bonnie and a Jam, which is, she's kind of world famous.
Uh-huh.
One of a local business downtown closed, and so we had never been able to carry it because she didn't want there to be competition.
Right, right.
So after 9 years of patiently waiting, we now carry Bonnie and a Jam.
Bonnie and a Jam. Okay,
yeah.
That's great. And so these are things that you can send, and it's let enjoy. They have a store, and, you know, they have the crates already. Just,
mm-hmm.
Hey, this is what I want. Stick it in there, and then you all take care of everything
else. Yeah. Yep.
That's great.
Yeah, so come in and check out some of the new things. We've, you know, stuff's coming in every day. The big thing about us, and it's not a ploy, but it is a true selling thing. When you come in and you see something and you think you want it, you better get it.
Mm. Yeah, because
it's gone tomorrow.
You've got a lot of one of a kind things.
That, and also really, even if there's a dozen on the floor, it's amazing.
It's
we can sell it out in a day. You know, people come in and this boom, it's gone, and then you come back the next day and you're like, oh, I want that. I'm like, sorry.
Well, thank you, James Masada, and for everything with the Enjoy Store. Now, expanded hours during the holiday
we
season?
We do, yeah. An hour,
what are they?
Nine to seven.
Thanks.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Well, thank you, James. That sounds great.
Remember, tomorrow we've got Eric Wichtelmann as my co-host, and Rick Bassetti coming in as talking about what's happening in South City Park. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew.